The title of our thoughts tonight are Fear Not, Fear Not. Sometimes easier said than done. What can cause fear? Well, the fact of the matter is any number of things can cause fear. Drowning, and I feel I was nearly drowned as a young boy, and I have never liked water above my head since. Fire can cause fear. Tornadoes can cause fear. How about a reckless driver? You're doing 75 down I-75, and in your mirror, you see somebody flying towards you, and they fly by you, and it can cause fear. A car out of control can cause fear. I remember years ago working for Tregg Roofing, and I was bringing home a load of things to the place out on 22 Mile Road and going north on I-75. And suddenly the pickup truck that was in front of me made a complete U-turn and suddenly was headed towards me. That was kind of a fearful feeling. Fortunately, he stopped before he and I had a meeting of the ways. Some amusement parks can cause fear, those rides. And I've known people who would not ride certain of those things because of their fear. Losing your job, your income, that can create fear. Health issues, not only the coronavirus, but in our prayer meeting tonight, Diane was talking about heart concerns, and we were talking about the daughter of our missionary to the Native Americans out in New Mexico, Jessica, health concerns, and we think of the Mung's baby being not in the womb the way they would like it to be. And fear can create, health issues can create fear. Someone mentioned tonight terrorists. Someone mentioned death or even the unknown. They can have fear. But I believe that as believers in Christ, we have an advantage because the Lord is with us. Through thick and thin, He is with us. Point number one from the book of Luke, chapter 1. Fear not the message from an angel. And we'll begin reading in Luke chapter 1, verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. There in verse 30, And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we come asking your blessing upon those who are watching this evening. And we hope, Lord, that the thoughts that are given will be of encouragement. And Lord, we ask that your will be done in this matter. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. We may think that we have missed out because an angel appeared to someone in biblical days. And we may think, wow, it'd be nice to have an angel visit. Well, ponder this thought from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Maybe you've had an angel in your life, and maybe you didn't even know it. But an angel is a messenger from the Lord. And I know this, that sometimes when the messengers of the Lord speak, that the people of the Lord don't always listen. But I think it's a good thing to listen when the Lord speaks and when he speaks through his messengers. If you would, the next chapter, chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And ye shall, and this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So number one, fear not the message from an angel. And number two, fear not failure. If you look up the word failure, you'll find it means to fail. And sometimes we fail completely. Sometimes we fail in not attempting to do something. But failure means defeat, to be unsuccessful, to flop. None of us like to think that we would flop, but well, the fact of the matter is we've probably all done some project around the house or even at work, and it flopped. And we were disappointed with the cost and with the labor involved. But if you would, Luke chapter 5, we'll begin reading it in verse 1. Familiar portion of scripture, and a thought I'm going to give you and ask you to underline in your Bible. Luke 5, beginning at verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, Would you please in your Bible underline that thought? As the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. Oh, if that were only so today, that people want to hear the word of God. Even God's people today have become, well, sometimes just a little bit lazy. That they don't want to be bothered. We need to want to hear the word of God. And we continue reading. He stood by the lake Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep and let down your nets. It's important that you see that, nets, for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Now, I think the reason he let down a net and not the nets, and we read that they were washing the nets, and that there probably was one that was still needing to be washed. And he says, okay, I'll humor you. I'll throw out the net. Verse 6. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. for he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so it was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. I am so glad that our Lord is willing to use sinful men. Now, not in the sense of that we're sinning, but the fact that we have been sinful. He is willing to forgive us if we are willing to change. And I'm glad that he is willing to use sinful men. One of the greatest fears of a pastor is that he is not able to get his message across to those that are listening. Sometimes you wonder as you're speaking, am I speaking in such a way that you understand what I'm trying to get across? I like the saying from a friend, communication. What a wonderful thing. And it's a good thing that we can communicate the love of the Lord. Number three, fear not the power of death. Luke chapter 8, if you would, please. Luke 8. We need to remember that life and death are in the hands of our Lord, and we need to trust him fully. And so here we are in the book of Luke chapter 8, and we're going to begin reading at verse 40. I've always enjoyed this particular episode in the life of Christ. And what we have here is a man wanting his daughter to be healed and going from where he's been asked to where he needs to be. There is something else going to happen in the middle of this walk. In verse 40 says, And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. Now that's an interesting thought, isn't it? That they were waiting for him. Are you waiting for the return of the Lord? Are you prepared for him to come back? Verse 41. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. Can you in your mind's eye see Jairus as he takes Jesus maybe by the arm and begins to lead him to his house? And the other people are crowding around, and they want to get to Jesus. And we're going to find that one has an ulterior motive. Verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood staunched. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And Jesus said, Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue was gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Now, do you see what's happening? The procession, Jesus, the disciples, the people, they've all stopped. Jesus says, Who touched me? The woman now begins to testify of what has happened and why she has done this. And if you're Jairus, you're thinking, Hurry, please, my daughter, my daughter. Verse 49. And while he spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." May I say this, our Lord has the power over death and life. I know that it is hard when you're going through physical problems to keep the faith. But in my notes, I simply have the thought, my mother's faith. Now, I don't know how many of you remember my mother and the multiple times she had cancer and the surgeries that she had done and how that, well, things got bad. She had chemotherapy and the radiation, and it was decided that the treatments were just too much for her, and they were going to put her into hospice care. And yet she said that she had faith in her Lord, that she knew that he could heal her. But if not, she was ready to go home. Do you have faith in the Lord? Are you prepared to meet your Maker? Fear not the power of death. If one knows Christ as their Savior, they have eternal life. I do believe that one of the problems with our coronavirus issue today is so many people have no peace. They have no assurance. Too many of our young people have been taught that evolution is a fact instead of a silly theory. And the fact of the matter is, they don't have any security. But if you know Jesus, fear not. He is in control. Fear not, number four, your persecutors. Fear not. Matthew chapter 10, if you would please. Matthew chapter 10, and we'll read verse 28. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. And Jesus said, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul." May I say this, that hundreds, yea, thousands, maybe millions of people have died for the faith. They've been willing to be martyred. They've been persecuted. They've been hunted. They've been tortured. And yet the Lord says, "Fear not them which can kill the body." It continues, "but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." There is a literal hell. Jesus talked about it. But if we have our faith in Christ, fear not those who would persecute us, those who would mock us, those who would tease us. Oh, they did it to Jesus. Through his ministry, they came after him again and again and again. Now, why did Jesus allow himself to die? Because that is why he came, to be our sacrifice for our sins, to pay the penalty. And yes, down through the years, many have suffered the same fate. Fear not your persecutors. Number five, fear not your anxiety. Luke chapter 12, again, the book of Luke chapter 12. And we'll look at verse 32. Luke 12, 32. "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good will to give you the kingdom." In the previous verses, he tells us not to take thought for our life, for what we will eat and what we will wear. That will be taken care of. And God has blessed us amazingly through the years. In America, we are so blessed. But not all those in the world are so blessed. If you've been to a third world country, you realize that we have so much. I remember being there in Honduras and being taken by Brother Foster to one of the pastor's homes, and we stopped outside the door. The door was a curtain, and he clapped his hands, and the people inside opened the curtain, and they invited us in, and we stood on a dirt floor. Now, he had told us, "They will offer you coffee, but don't you dare drink it, because you can't handle the water with which it was made." But we are so blessed, and yet so many people are anxious. They're worried and they're concerned. And the reason, again, is they have no faith in Jesus. They have no assurance. Fear not your anxiety. Number six, fear not a disaster. The book of Acts chapter 27. It is here in this chapter that we find that the Apostle Paul is being sent to Rome. He is appealed to Caesar, and we are told, to Caesar you will go. And he is being put on a ship, and the centurion Julius is the one that's in charge of him and a good number of prisoners. And they get on a ship, and they begin to work their way from the promised land to Rome. And they stop at Crete, and while at Crete, Paul says to Julius, I think we ought to stay here. But Julius listens to the captain of the ship, who says, man, you stay here, I'm not earning any money. And so they leave. And in verse 14, it says, but not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And let's read, beginning at verse 19. And the third day, we, that being Luke, cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Yes, the sea of life may be rough, but the Lord has a purpose for each of our lives, and we are not to fear when disasters come. Would you take your Bibles and turn to the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28? I know that during difficult times, sometimes it is hard to keep our eyes on the Lord, but it is then that it's most important that we look to Him for peace of mind and comfort and direction. And above all, remember Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Yes, disasters come. But if the Lord is with us in the disaster, we will survive. And then in conclusion, point number seven, fear not the glorified Christ. Yes, I must admit, I have a certain amount of trepidation about standing before our Lord and Savior. When I look upon those hands who are scarred because of my sin, when I think of what He has done for me, I am bothered by that. And to think that someday we will stand before Him, but we are not to fear the glorified Christ. Let us begin reading in Revelation chapter 1, beginning at verse 9. I, John, who am also your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle of that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. See, John had been arrested for preaching Christ. And he says here, that is why I'm here, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Now in your mind's eye, see this. He is on the Isle of Patmos. It's the Lord's day. he is maybe reading Old Testament manuscripts or maybe one of the Gospels, or maybe he has been privileged to have one of the letters or epistles from Paul or James or one of the other men. And there is behind him someone that begins to talk with a great voice as of a trumpet. And verse 11 says, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks was one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Fear not. These fear nots are to people who belong to the Lord, who have accepted him as their Savior. And if you have not accepted him as your Savior, then I understand why you are fearful. I understand why there are people today who are fearful of what is happening in our society. But if you know Christ is your Savior and you put your trust in him, fear not. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Fear not. He is long-suffering, willing that all will come to repentance. The Lord desires not to send any to hell, but that all will be saved. Fear not. Notes that we're to fear not the glorified Christ. I hope the thoughts tonight could have been an encouragement to you. I hope that you will not fear if you have the Lord on your side. I'm not saying that we won't have hard times. Believe me, I've had hard times. I know people who have had hard times. But when we have the Lord, he will give us strength. He will give us encouragement. And what a blessing that it is. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for the thoughts that are provided in the Word of God. And how, Lord, again and again, it's simply fear not. Put your trust in the Lord. And Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name. And with thanksgiving, amen.